Blog Talk Radio.
River, if Sam calls, then you need to like have like conversate with him better, okay?
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to the Preacher and the Miracle Man show for a Wednesday. Wednesday, May 9th of 2018, on a beautiful day here in Michigan. I'm so glad you could join us, however you may be, and wherever you may be listening to this show from, whether it be here in Midland, across the state, or around the world. We're so glad that you can join us wherever you happen to be, as we are on the World Wide Web at. So, it's a pretty cool thing when you think about it. But I'm here at a McDonald's on 1711 South Saginaw Road. And do something I forgot to do yesterday. Coca-Cola. Best soft drink ever. Better than the rivals. And Preacher Man, if you're listening, is way better than Dr. Pepper. Way better than Dr. Pepper. It doesn't compare to the Dr. Pepper or Pepsi or Mountain Dew or any other drink. I'm glad I'm not God. Otherwise, I might make it one of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other sodas before Coke. Okay. I'm not going to do that because I'm not God. First of all, and second of all, you drink what you want if you're going to drink a soda. But I think the best soda is Coke. Oh, and is Coke better than coffee? Oh, yes. If you want the sweetness and the taste that just pops, the fizz that just pops, you might not get as much caffeine from a coffee as you do from a coffee, but you will get that taste and those bubbles in your mouth. The bubbles that just pop, there's that pop. And I wonder if that's why we call it pop up here in this part of the country. Up here in Michigan and...
It is. It's from the popping sound.
My assistant up there says it's because of the popping sound, but that's why up here in Michigan and in parts of northern Ohio and in the North Indiana and...
Pretty much the Midwest.
Generally Midwest, but once you get south, they all call it soda. Other places, they'll call it soda pop. As in a sense, that's what it really is soda pop. Yes, that's actually what it is, because, you know, and there's something about it that you won't get from coffee. And there's something special about the Coke soda pop that you won't get from the other soda pops, like Dr. Pepper, root beer. I will admit, though, I really like root beer, too. But anyhow, I'm here at McDonald's, and I do have with me, yes, a large size Coca-Cola with no ice in it, available for the low price of just $1 at a McDonald's near you. prices and participation may vary. Now, I do, with it being the Wednesday before Mother's Day, I really do feel appropriate to give it a shout out to all the moms out there. I want to thank all you moms for who you are, for what you do for all of us. And I thank you. I thank my mom for what she's done for me over all these years. She's helped keep me alive. I would have died when I was at a very young age if it wasn't for my mom and Dr. Barclay. But I thank my mom for that. I thank my mom for helping me. I think of so many times we've had together, all the meals she's made for me as well as Ray when we were younger. Even nowadays when I go down to Detroit area to Clarkston, and when she cooks something or takes me out somewhere to Royals or something like that. Oh, Royals. You folks, you gotta check out Royals Diner in Clarkston on Dixie Highway. It's pretty amazing food. You get awesome fish and chips. For an example, they have all kinds of great food choices to choose from. Lots of stuff. And they give you a heaping side of fries to go with your order if you order something that comes with them. But it's good. I enjoy Royals. But more importantly, I thank my mom for how she's been in my life. Or she's always been there for me. And I want to thank all you other moms while listening to the show, as mothers are meant to be protectors. Mothers are meant to look out for their children as well. Whether they're kids or adults, they're supposed to help kind of their sons and daughters. Like, I know, I may not be kidding anymore. My mom's still, she's my guardian, but she's also a good advisor and stuff. As like, you know, those of us as adults, most of us, like, who our parents are alive, it's actually a good idea to look to your parents for advice, because times you're going to need it. You are. And some of you, your dad, for example, might be a mechanic. Maybe your mom, if she's good enough at it, but, you know, I think it is very much a shame how certain parts of Hollywood like to make fun of parents, to make fun of good fathers, and make fun of good mothers. I think it's just terrible. And our mothers, fathers too, but right now I'm talking about mothers because Mother's Day's coming. Our mothers are the people who brought us into the world. They are. They're a fabric part of the family unit. They're an important part. You know, and they do more for you than just tell you, Joey, eat your vegetables. And Joey, your bed is not a trampoline. If you have it, the trampoline is outside. And Joey, clean up your room. And if it's not done in 15 minutes when I come back, then you're going to have consequences into next year. Or for a few days or something, but maybe not for a whole year, but who knows? They're much more than that. They help us. They guide us. They are really important. And, you know, we wouldn't be the same without our moms. Generally, we wouldn't be here if we actually would not be here if our moms never gave birth to us. As the mother's job is to give birth, care for, protect, and help to raise the children. And then the father is to be the leader of the family unit. And to the mothers, I want to say thank you so much for all you do for the children, for your children who are children, and those you gave birth to and are not children anymore. I want to thank you for what you do for us. I want to thank you for what you do for the kingdom of God. I really want to thank you. And to my mom, if you're listening, I love you so much. I'm so honored to be your son, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. I greatly appreciate you. And I love you a lot. And I know you know this, Mom, but I'm going to say it again. I don't just say it. When I say, Mom, I love you, I don't just say it. I mean it. I really do. And I just wanted to let you know. And folks, with Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, I want to encourage you, go get something for your mom. Or do something nice for her. Maybe you're one of these people that like to give your mom breakfast in bed for Mother's Day. Maybe you like to take them to lunch. We are on Sunday. We're going somewhere. But do something nice for her. Something she'll remember. And something she'll appreciate. Sorry. We should all want our moms to feel appreciated for the children they gave birth to. Or, if they live real far away and you can't get together, at least send them a gift and a card with some money in it that says, basically, it says, Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you a lot. Enclosed attached is a card. Got some money in it. Go. You and your husband go have dinner or something on me. I put the cash in the card. You know, something like that. And so, please do something nice. Get your parents to remember. I mean, your mom will remember. And if you can, spend time with them. As there's something about that material and lunches out cannot buy. There's something about time. And so I just really want to encourage you to honor your mother on Mother's Day. Do something nice and make it something she'll be proud of. As our mothers are very important. We would not be here without them. Yes, folks, if you're listening, I'm going to say basically the same thing on Father's Day because fathers are important too. But when that time comes, I'm also going to talk a little bit about the Heavenly Father and what that's all about. But that'll be coming in about the 9th. But that'll be in June. You see, Father's Day is June. It's June 17th this year. So I will likely be talking about that on like the June 13th or something like that. So generally around in about a month. So anyway, to all the moms, I thank you so much. Thanks so much for all you do for your children and for all of us. And to my mom, love you so much. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to talk for a brief minute before I get into in the introduction of the show, and then prayer and the word. I just want to share a couple memories I have of me and my mom. Okay. I can remember several different times. We were in airplanes going to Chattanooga, Tennessee. One of those times, it was an emergency. And I didn't realize I was in pain until my mom said so years later. Apparently, I was screaming and stuff, but my mom was back there comforting me, giving me these little cake things and the airline cookies and stuff like that. And she was just being all sweet to me, loving on me like a mother should be, and speaking the word of God over me. And that's one. I'm trying to think of another really good one. Okay. This is funny. One time I came home from high school and I told my parents something about, yeah, today was kind of rough. And so I got kind of sandwiched. They want to say my mom was under me and my dad was on top of me or something like that, but it was kind of a funny thing. And I can also remember times that we still do sometimes. We'll be sitting there in the living room watching a movie, and I'll be cuddling with my mom. And I love her. And that's another greatest memory of my mom. And she is an awesome lady. She's called into this show several times. No, Mom, I'm not tired of you calling into the show. You can still call in. But thanks, Mom, for all you do. I love you a lot. Now, folks, here's the plan for the rest of tonight. For tonight, we are going to read Numbers chapter 17. And then we're going to read Hebrews 11 and the first two verses of Hebrews 12. Then we're going to exhort you on what's in my heart. And then we're going to talk some sports. And part of that sport is going to be a Tigers win from last night. We also have an NBA update. Two NBA updates, actually, from last night. And so we have that. And then that's generally what we have for tonight. So, folks, those of you who have friends, relatives, coworkers who are interested in listening to the show, it's awesome. We've done so many shows together. We're over 340, me and Preacher Man. And we're so proud of what we've done. And this show, here's how you can be a part of it. Here's what you can tell other listeners, I mean, as to how to be a part of it. You found it, but here's what you can tell other prospective listeners, those who are interested. Here's what you can tell them. So when you get logged on to your iPad or your iPhone or your computer or any tablet or smartphone or computer for that matter, you go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that is blogtalkradio.com, all one word. And then you type, you'll see a search bar. And in the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. Okay? Upfront Entertainment. After you do that, you'll see the link for our channel. And our channel is called Live and Large. And as I said, we've done over 140 episodes. And we're proud of every one of them that we've done. And we're glad we've been able to do it. And we're doing it. And we're doing it. And we're doing it. And we're reaching people. And it's amazing. And there's something that we want you to do when you're on there. And there's a follow button. We want you to hit that follow button. Because here's what's going to happen when you hit the follow button. You're going to get notified whenever we're getting ready to do a show. So, for example, on Monday, this coming Monday, May 14th, we're going to do a show. Oh, speaking of which, man, I can't believe it's already the 9th of May. It's going by kind of fast. It really is. Don't you think it's going by kind of fast? But then we have that, you know, that going on. So this coming Monday, we're going to do a show, 6:30. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, same thing. And you'll get notified a little bit beforehand. Preacher and Miracle Man are going to go live in 15 minutes or something like that. And so that's an amazing thing. And we always say that it is always a smart thing to listen to and to follow this program on your smartphone or on your iPad or your tablet, on your laptop computer. And let me tell you something else. We are not Bible thumping bullies. We're just good Christian brothers who care about your soul. And we want to change the world through faith and radio. That's our goal. That's what we're believing God for. And folks, we have a telephone number that you can call in and talk to us about generally whatever you want to talk about. We can talk about sports. We can talk about faith. We can talk about how great our God is. We can talk about memories you have of your mother. That would not be a bad idea today, honestly. And we can talk about sports. And we do have a couple of rules, but I will get to that after I give you the telephone number. Call us. The telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, the telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. And then you listen for the prompts. And when you get prompted to press 1, please press 1, and then my assistant will answer the phone. And then she'll let me know a caller is coming, and then I'm going to let you on, and we can talk. Now, these are just to help us have a good quality show. None of this at all is about being controlling or hostile or anything like that. And rule number one, this is not a political show. There's other good political talk shows that you can listen to and call in and talk about how you feel and how you think America's headed. And then we also, but here's what's going to happen. You want to call in and you want to talk about politics. We're going to tell you to pray for your leaders who have authority over you. And then we're going to tell you to vote in the elections, as it is an important part of being an American citizen. The other rule is that this is a family show. that means we invite all age groups to come on and be a part of the show. And so we ask that you keep your conversation and your comments, your topics, whatever you want to say, keep it appropriate for all ages. And part of that is that we want God to be proud of what we're doing. So basically, what we always say is, if you wouldn't say a certain thing to Jesus, by all means, please don't come on and say it on this program. And if we can follow the rules tonight, then we can take some phone calls and we can have a good show tonight. Praise God. So with that, we are going to get into a word of prayer. Folks, I haven't prayed in tongues on the show in a while, so you know what? Yes, we're going to pray in tongues, but it's not going to be because I said. I feel like God wants us to. So if you have the evidence of speaking in tongues on the inside of you, well, pray in tongues for a minute. If you don't have a heavenly language, ask God to fill you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the show tonight. I thank you for these people who are have come to listen to the show. I thank you that you bless the Word of God tonight. Or that you bless me, the Oracle, and that you bless those who are going to listen. And I pray that you show me what to say tonight, what you would have me say. And I thank you that you just bless me and you bless these people who have come to receive your word. May people find you tonight through this message that I'm going to bring. And Lord, I confess over this show, that the audience will increase in the name of Jesus. The audience will increase greatly. I claim that finances come into the show. I claim that new equipment comes into the show. And I thank you that great sponsors come into the show who want to help us and help make this work happen. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's go to Numbers chapter 17. Hallelujah. Numbers 17. We'll study the word together for a little bit. Sorry about that. That's just my phone. And we'll see what happens. Numbers chapter 17. And if you're not there, then go ahead and catch up. So I'm going to start reading. You just go ahead and catch up. All right? And the Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and get 12 staffs from them, one from the leader of each of their ancestral tribes. Write the name of each man on his staff. On the staff of Levi, write Aaron's name. For there must be one staff for the head of each ancestral tribe. Place them in the tent of meeting in front of the testimony where I meet with you. Verse 5. And the staff belonging to the man I choose will sprout, and I will rid myself of this constant grumbling against you by the Israelites. So Moses spoke to the Israelites, and their leaders gave him 12 staffs, one for the leader of each of their ancestral tribes. And where Aaron's staff was among them, Moses placed the staff before the Lord in the tent near the testimony. The next day, Moses entered the tent of meeting. The tent of the testimony, and saw that Aaron's staff, which represented the house of Levi, had not only sprouted, but had puffed, blossomed, and produced almonds. Then Moses brought out all of the staffs from the Lord's presence to all the Israelites. They looked at them, and each man took his own staff. The Lord said to Moses, put back Aaron's staff in front of the testimony to be kept as a sign to the rebellious. This will put an end to their grumbling against me, so that they will not die. Moses did just as the Lord commanded them. The Israelites said to Moses, we will die. We are lost. We are all lost. And just turning the page. Sorry. Just turned the page too far. So, praise God, we're going to get this right from the altar. And we are all going to die. Let me see what time it is. All right. So now we're going to read chapter 18. As that was, 17 was really short chapter. So, the Lord said to Aaron, you, your sons, and your father's family are to bear the responsibilities, offenses against the sanctuary, and you and your sons alone are to bear the responsibility of offenses against the priesthood. Bring your fellow Levites from your ancestral tribe to join you and assist you when you and your sons minister before the tent of testimony. They are to be responsible to you and are to perform all the duties of the tent, but they must not go near the furnishings of the sanctuary or the altar, or both they and you will die. And they are to join you and to be responsible for the care of the tent of meeting, all the work at the tent, and no one else may come near where you are. You are to be responsible for the care of the sanctuary and the altar, so that wrath will not fall on Israel, on the Israelites again. I myself have selected your fellow Levites from among the Israelites as a gift to you, dedicated to the Lord to do the work at the tent of meeting. But only you and your sons may serve as priests in connection with everything at the altar and inside the curtain. I am giving you the service of the priesthood as a gift. Anyone else who comes near the sanctuary must be put to death. Verse 8. Then the Lord said to Aaron, I myself have put you in charge of the offerings presented to me. All the holy offerings the Israelites give me, I give to you and your sons as your portion and regular share. You are to have the part of the most holy offerings that is kept from the fire, and from all the gifts they bring me as most holy offerings, whether grain or sin or guilt offerings, that part belongs to you and your sons. But it has something most holy, every male shall eat it. You must regard it as holy. This also is yours. Whatever is set aside from the gifts of all of the wave offerings and the Israelites, I give, and your sons and daughters as your regular share. Everyone in your household who is ceremonially clean may eat it. And I give you all of the finest olive oil and all of the finest new wine and grain, and give the Lord as the first fruits of their harvest. All of the land's first fruits that they bring to the Lord will be yours. Everyone in your household who is ceremonially clean may eat it. Everything in Israel that is devoted to the Lord is yours. The first offspring of every womb, both man and animal, that is offered to the Lord is yours. But you must redeem every firstborn son and every firstborn male of unclean animals. And when they are a month old, you must redeem them at the redemption place set at 5 shekels of silver, according to the sanctuary shekel. This weighs 20 shekels. 20 girls. But you must not redeem the firstborn of an ox, a sheep, or a goat. They are holy. Sprinkle their blood on the altar and burn their fat as an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. Their meat is to be yours, just as the breast of the wave offering from the right high are yours. Whatever is set aside from the holy offerings the Israelites present to the Lord, I give to you and your sons and daughters as your regular share. That is an everlasting covenant of salt before the Lord. And both you and your offspring. The Lord said to Aaron, you will have no inheritance in the land, nor will you have any share among them. I am your share and your inheritance among the Israelites. I give to the Levites all of the tents in Israel as their inheritance in return for the work they do while serving at the tents of meeting. From now on, the Israelites must not go near the tent of meeting, or they will bear the consequences. They'll pay the piper for their sin, and they will die. It is the Levites who are to do the work at the tent of meeting and bear the responsibility for offerings against it. This is a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. They will receive no inheritance among the Israelites. Instead, I give to the Levites their inheritance, the tents that the Israelites present as an offering to the Lord. That is why I said, considering them, they will have no inheritance among the Israelites. And the Lord said to Moses, speak to the Levites and say to them, when you receive the Levites, when you receive the Israelites, the tithe I give you as your inheritance, you must present a tenth of that tithe as the Lord's offering. Your offering will be reckoned to you as grain from the threshing or juice from the vineyards. In this way, you also will present an offering to the Lord from all the tithes you receive from the Israelites. From their tithes, you must give the Lord's portion to Aaron the priest. Aaron the priest, you must present as the Lord's portion the best and holiest part as everything given to you. Say to the Levites, when you present the best part, it will be reckoned to you as the product their threshing floor or the winepress. You and your households may eat the rest of it anywhere, for it is your wages and your work at the tent of meeting. Presenting the best part of it, you will not be guilty in this matter. And then you will not defile the holy offerings of the Israelites, and you will not die. All right. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11 now. Hebrews chapter 11. Sorry about that noise, folks. Just something with the flow. Please God, we're going to go to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, by faith. Now we're going to talk about some faith. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, being certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man. And when God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this light, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith, it is possible to please God. For anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things he did not yet see, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to the place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign place. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs of the same promise, for he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren. What? No. He was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. And all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth, and people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, and he has prepared a city for them. And by faith, Abraham, when God tested him, He offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. And by faith, Isaac plus Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. And by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons. And he worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, and he gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child. And they were not afraid of the king's edict. And by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. And by faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. And by faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, and they refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. And some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and they were put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawn into, and they were put to death by the sword. And they went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them had received what had been promised. God had planned something even better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy sent before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Amen. Now, we discovered that God was talking in Numbers he was talking to Aaron, and he was having him give tithes. Now, people can often think, and do often think, now Dr. Barclay's talked about this, some people think that tithing is Old Testament. No, tithe is found in the Old Testament, but ultimately, it is also New Testament. And we have verses in Malachi 3, and it talks about, will a man rob God? Man said, how would we rob you, God? You're the Almighty. And God said, well, you have robbed me in tithes and offerings. Chill out, folks. I'm not a pastor. I'm not taking an offering. But I am teaching, exhorting. God said, bring ye the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. No, not hamburger, chicken, not hamburger, chicken, or steak, or pork, or sausage, or hamburger, I mean ham, or not that kind of meat. No. Listen. He said, bring ye the tithe into the storehouse. You're the first fruit. Tithe is 10% of your income. You go to work, you get paid. 10% of what you get, it's God. It doesn't become God when you put it in the offering at church. It isn't God's until or unless you just keep it and spend it on other stuff and now it's yours. No. It's always God's. That 10% is His. It's not a tax. But God wants you to give a tenth for His work. And ultimately, you know what you're going to get blessed for, though, is giving and offering above and beyond the tithe. That's where the blessing comes in. That's where you can see good blessings come in, is if you give in like offerings. When you have, when we're doing church work and they're doing offerings for building program. We're doing this right now at my church, Living Word. We're doing it. And we're building some facilities. People are bringing money. That's above and beyond the tithe. The 10% is mandatory. No, He's not going to kill you just because you didn't pay your tithe, but you're certainly postponing your blessing. You are postponing your blessing. You're postponing your blessing if you're not paying your tithe under God. And if you got all kinds of stuff breaking down, if you got all kinds of crazy stuff happening in your body, if you got all kinds of hedges being broken, maybe it could be that you're not paying the tithe. And this tithing stuff is important. And Pastor did a series, I believe Dr. Buckley wrote a book on tithers' rights, and it's pretty powerful. And if you're a tither, you have tithers' rights. There's testimonies I could tell you about that in the case of the Barclays. I'm thinking, which one am I going to use? So, Jaden Randolph, pastor's daughter's daughter. So, one of pastor's granddaughters. 10-year-old girl at the time. They're having a party at Dr. Buckley's house. And Jaden is in the pool with some friends. She gets her head caught, her hair caught, in a little drain thing type thing. Well, somehow it takes her with at first. And then something happens. Turns out she's all blue. So they get her on the deck. And Reverend Randolph, James Randolph, says, "In the name of Jesus, my daughter comes back to life. She's healed." So she comes back out of it. But then her parents tell her, "You're still going to the hospital. You're still going to get checked out." So they go in an ambulance. Dr. Barclay hurries to the hospital in Saginaw. And then next day, he's all better. And then a little while later, a week or two later, I think it was, she asks to her mom and dad, "Can I go swimming?" "Sure." But you want to know why Jaden didn't die and stay dead? Because her parents tithed. Because her parents walked with God. They didn't have hedges going on. They weren't breaking hedges. They were walking the way they should be walking with God. And they were tithing. And Jaden, for her part, she was always going to church. And she still has strong faith in God. She's now a bright, healthy teenager, all smiley and everything, and that's proof of what can happen with tithers' rights. Oh, Vicky's also a good story. At some point, I'm going to get into this as I tell testimonies, because I really want you to hear testimonies of miracles that I've seen happen, as I am the miracle man. So, as I find out about miracles that are happening and I know about them, I'm going to be telling you about it on the show, as we want to talk about miracles. I do. And it's an amazing thing. But here's the thing, folks. Here's the thing. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, none of you are going to None of this is going to work for you. None of this is going to work with you if you don't accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. It's not going to work for you. But then, so you need to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If you don't know my Jesus, you need to know him as your Lord and Savior so that we can get these curses, you can get these curses broken off your life if they're bugging you. And so I want to invite you, if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I can help you. Please call into the show right now if you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And the telephone number to call us is area code 215-383-3810. You listen for the prompts, and then press 1, and then I'll get you on, and we can talk and pray. Our Lord God, I thank you for this word tonight. Thank you for the listeners who have listened. I thank you, Lord God, for what we read about faith and what we read about Moses and Aaron and the children of Israel. And I thank you for the exhortation that I gave on tithes and offerings. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to help us in these areas, Lord God. And that you're going to help us, and you're going to bless us, and you're going to give us power to get wealth so that we can better fund your kingdom. And give you praise and glory for the word of God tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, folks, for sports. But before I do that, I'm just a tiny bit thirsty, so I'm just going to have a quick sip of Coca-Cola, which is the best soda on earth. Available in many sports stadiums, the major league sports stadiums around this country. And it is amazing. Now, Tigers. Tigers won yesterday by a score of 6-4. Mark Farmer, good outing. 7 innings. 2 on baseball, 6 strikeouts, 4 walks, 4 hits. But, so Tigers had an overall pretty good game. Tonight, Tigers play game 3 in Texas, Arlington, Texas. 8:10 is your start time on 104.9 FM. WPBX, as well as 790 AM WSGW. In other areas, please check local listings. Let me give you an example. In Detroit area, for example, the game is on Live 97.1, the ticket. And that is, in fact, the flagship station. It is 97.1 in Detroit. And after this series is done, the Tigers go home to play the Mariners. They're going to be coming back to Detroit for this weekend to take on a Seattle Mariners team. NBA. An NBA playoff action, Western Conference Finals are set. Houston Rockets did end up taking out the Utah Jazz last night, as I figured they would. Great play from Kyle Irving. In my mind, one of the best NBA players there are. He's just awesome. And they took out the Jazz. Also, last night, the Golden State Warriors did defeat the New Orleans Pelicans. So that series is also finished. And both of those were 4-1. And then tonight in Eastern Conference final action, you have the Boston Celtics taking on the Philadelphia 76ers. And I do think the Celtics are going to win. And then I think it's going to be a neck-and-neck series, Celtics versus the Cavs. I think it's going to be pretty neck-and-neck. I do think the Celtics will win it this time. I do. It'll be in 7 games, though. Let's talk some hockey now. Hockey Eastern Finals have been set. It's going to be Tampa Bay Lightning versus Pittsburgh Penguins. And that's what you're going to have there. Western Conference Finals. Well, tonight in Western Semis is the decisive Game 7 between the Nashville Predators and the Winnipeg Jets. Now, this is in Nashville, Game 7. They were the top seed in the NHL West. But they were down 2-0. And then Nashville wins. Then they end up down 3-1. Then they've been on a 2-0 roll. And so it's tied 3-3. They're in Nashville. And I predict the Nashville Predators will win tonight. And they will advance to play Vegas. And so that's what I think is going to happen tonight. Is Nashville going to win. And so with that, I confess Psalm 91 over all of us. In the name of Jesus. I claim we're going to have a great weekend. I claim that Mother's Day is going to be awesome. Pray that we'll have some time with our moms this weekend. And we'll get to be a blessing to them. I thank you, Lord God, that no plague shall come nigh us. And no evil shall befall us, as you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drugged or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no fire, flood, crash, sickness, disease, terrorists, none of this evil stuff is going to come near us, our immediately loved ones. And we're going to live in great peace and joy and be a powerful witness for your Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. And I sure love you, all of you. And until Monday, God first, God always. And I will see all of you on Monday.